How do, folks? Welcome to another hour of the R&R Cast. We are live today from R&R Northport. We have got the great setup going on here. I got my nice, comfy chair. Big chair. And we are just here hanging out, just closed. And so we're here. If you're on the Facebook or the Twitter, you can come on, join. Hop in here, hop in the mentions. We are talking Alabama football. We're talking about the Heisman and talk about how elite this football team is. We're going to talk about Liberty a little bit. We're going to talk about life a little bit. We're going to talk about some things. We have got some cool R&R swag, obviously, with you can tell with the shirt. Shirt's elite. These things are great. The new logo is amazing, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it. You can see it up in the corner. But R&R Cigars, the mansion. We're at the annex right now. So we're going to be joined by my buddy TJ here in a second from the Big Three Roll-Up. I don't know if you heard about the Big Three Roll-Up. But they've got some cool things going on at the Big Three Roll-Up. They're a really great podcast. They do a lot of stuff. They do a lot of cool things. But they're really good. They're good guys. TJ's about to hop on right here just now. And we're going to get him going. But so there are Big Three, SEC, Florida, Miami, FSU. So we're going to talk to TJ for a second. And there we go. We got TJ.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Very good.
Welcome to the R&R Cast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So you're big with the Big Three. You do the Big Three roll up. That's like a big deal for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's a ton of fun. It's an interesting dynamic. I know you guys are in Alabama, but you know, I guess think of it as if you could find an Alabama and Auburn fan that liked each other enough to not just be shouting over each other the whole time, but give each other enough crap, right? So it's a friendly rivalry with only a little bit of shouting. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's an interesting dynamic. It'd kind of be the same thing, I guess, if you had like a, you know, an Ohio State, Michigan State, or a Duke, North Carolina, NC State basketball thing, you know, something like that. So it's fun.
So you guys follow Florida football a lot, obviously, with you have your stuff down there.
Yeah.
What do Alabama fans need to watch out for coming up in the SEC championship game?
Florida is a good team. They're probably between them and Georgia the best team, you know, that Alabama will see until the playoff. You know, as far as offensively, right? They're better coached than Ole Miss. You know, Alabama's better than they were when they played Ole Miss, but Florida's really, really good offensively. They're very one-dimensional offensively. I believe that they have – no, I can just tell you. They have 40 passing touchdowns on the year, and they have 6 rushing touchdowns on the year, 4 by running backs. So for every 10 passing touchdowns they get, they get 1 rushing touchdown by a running back. The other 2 – one came from a wide receiver, one came from a quarterback. When I look at Bama stats, Bama has more – well, I haven't looked at it updated from the most recent stats.
Bama has 28 passing touchdowns with Mac Jones and 27 rushing touchdowns. Yeah. Very balanced.
Incredibly balanced. Yeah. I looked up I'm a Florida State fan for those watching and don't know. I looked up Florida State stats the year that Jameis won the Heisman Trophy just for comparison, and Jameis had 40 passing touchdowns and Florida State running backs had 42. Rushing touchdowns. So again, very balanced. Last year, Burrow had 60, and they ran for 37. So a little less balanced, but still not.
It's a lot.
40 and 4, right? Yeah. So Florida has not run the ball. Refuses to run the ball. They had 4 touchdown drives on Saturday against Tennessee. They ran the ball 2 times in those 4 rushing touchdown drives. And so they just refuse to run the ball. But their passing offense is really good. So it's, you know, I don't know if it's probably a mixture of Mullen trying to pad Trask stats and the fact that, you know, do what works, you know, like Golden State doesn't shoot mid range because they hit all their threes. So, I mean, you know, I guess I get it, but so, I mean, Florida has been starting slow. They went into the half against Tennessee with 17 points, not a very good Tennessee team at all. They went into the half against Kentucky with, you know, not a very impressive first half performance. Same thing against Vanderbilt. If they start slow against Alabama, I mean, you know, I don't know if they're necessarily built to come back. So if Florida starts slow, it's trouble. But, you know, I think Alabama is going to really be able to take advantage of Florida on the other side of the ball. The defense is one of the worst in the SEC by far.
Yeah, they hate that Todd Grantham guy, huh?
They cannot stand him. I'll never forget about 2 years ago, well, about a year and a half ago, there were a lot of rumors that Grantham would go take the Cincinnati job, the Bengals, not the a job with Cincinnati. I don't know that he was going to be the head coach, but they were begging for him to stay. And obviously that is flipped because
and now they hate him.
They hate him more than anything at this point.
Not
so,
a popular guy.
No, which I guess begs the question, like, I know it's easy to blame him, but Mullen's the one that keeps him on staff, right?
Yeah,
you're not going to hire a guy. You're not going to fire a guy midseason. I get that. But, like, he hated him last year, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Coach has got to – head coach is mostly accountable, right? It's not Grantham's fault. He sucks.
Well, I mean, he can hire him. He can fire him.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's like Alabama fans, they hate everybody. You know, a lot of times they hate all the coaches sometimes.
It makes it easier. Everybody but Nick, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, shoot, people at Alabama were on the, you know, fire Nick Saban train. There were some fire Saban tweets after the Auburn loss or after the LSU and Auburn loss last year. You know, Nick Saban's washed. I mean, imagine thinking that, right?
Yeah, that's pretty
insane. Wouldn't you love to have a Nick Saban at FSU?
I'd love to have his problems.
Yeah, right? Not the COVID ones, but, you know, the other ones.
Even that would be fine.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, better than our COVID problem.
Better than Norvell. So, you're a big soccer guy. Did you watch the United States national team last night?
I didn't.
I can forgive you for not watching it because I didn't watch it either.
No,
it was an MLS squad.
I went back and forth between Liberty and Missouri and Florida State and whoever the heck we were playing.
Indiana.
So I went back and forth between those two. And yeah, like all our guys are over playing internationally. So like who cares?
Yeah. Big Flames guy TJ is, by the way.
Yeah.
We love that here on the R&R cast because we talk about Liberty sports a lot.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking about Liberty's football season this year?
I mean, I thought it was great. You know, you're a blocked chip shot away from, you know, going undefeated, and I would have really liked to see us up against Coastal. The Coastal game would have been pretty tough. They looked really good against BYU. I cheered for them against BYU. I was, you know, hoping that, you know, they could find a way to win, and they did. So, but Liberty season was fantastic. I mean, Hugh Freeze did what he did and brought guys in and schemed things really well. And, you know, I think that there's not an automatic bowl tie-in for Liberty, but I think that enough teams will drop out of bowl invites and have COVID problems.
Like LSU dropped out. Their self-imposed bowl ban. Yeah,
which is weird.
Very brave of them to, you know.
I'm gonna self-impose the fact that I'm not gonna, you know, date Kate Upton, you know, over the next month.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't like that anyway, but
yeah, I know, we'd be in trouble. But so I think Liberty will end up making a bowl, and then hopefully it's somebody that, you know, isn't like great, but I mean, they'll probably be in a mid-tier bowl and win that and go like, what are they, 9-1 right now, 8-1? Go 9-1. I mean, that's a great year. That's the best year.
I'd love to see him play an SEC school. To me, that would be a dream.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'd beat any SEC school outside of the top four, right? Like, I wouldn't want to see Bama, Georgia, A&M, or Florida.
I think they'd beat Georgia.
Yeah, it depends. I guess it would depend on how invested Georgia felt in the game. Like, there was such big expectations there this year that, like, if they're kind of, like, playing, like, you know, maybe we can hang with them. But, like, I wouldn't want to see, like, a motivated, like, out to prove everybody wrong, you know, like, pound this team into the ground.
Yeah.
But I think they'd beat anybody else. Outside of those four, I think they'd beat anybody else. I mean, unless I'm just
going to play South Carolina.
Beat South Carolina.
Yeah,
they'd tear them up.
Yeah. And the basketball team, I think it's a rebuilding year for the basketball team. They got so many youth. We have this road guy looks really good. We've got some shooters. That basketball game last night was tough to watch, though. I thought that was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen. I don't know what a block was or what a charge was, but every time Liberty did it, the call was against them, it felt like.
Yeah, and they've had some impressive wins against Mississippi State and in South Carolina, close loss to TCU, they lost to Purdue. But now they kind of get into the crux of the schedule. They don't have any like massive games left. It's all kind of conference stuff. And we'll see what they can do in conference. You know, they should be pretty good in the ASUN. I mean, you know, Missouri and TCU, you know, not basketball powers, but certainly when you're playing like kind of that power five in the football, right, or SEC schools, Big 12 schools, it's going to be tough. But I don't know. I think they can compete for the conference. And if, you know, if you win your conference, you get in. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to be really, really good next year. Like, next year will be the year that Liberty is like, all right, we're for real here. Kind of like their football team is doing this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Richie McKay, I don't know if you had a chance to meet Richie McKay, literally one of the best guys around. I got to meet him when I was up at Liberty last year. And he's just a guy you want to root for. He's just such a great dude. And he's just so awesome. So I'm really excited about it. So, all right, let's move on. One more subject. I know you got like the wife, and now you got the new newborn, Bryant, named after Kobe. Big Lakers fan TJ is. Let's talk about bourbon for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
What are you drinking?
So I have a High West Double Rye Barrel Pick. There's a place down here called Lukens Wine and Spirits. It's a local place, and this was finished off for the last year and a half in Syrah barrels. Nice. So it's kind of a limited release. I mean, High West does a ton of barrel picks, so it's not like it's terribly difficult to get a barrel pick.
Hold on. We're in Alabama. We cannot get barrel picks here. Nobody does barrel picks.
Really?
Oh, dude, it's impossible.
Can you buy a barrel? I mean, it's incredibly expensive.
I can. I'm thinking about buying a barrel for 2021 to do a barrel pick at the store.
Dude, I will come up there whenever you release it.
I think we're going to do Four Roses or Elijah Craig.
Yes. Yeah. Do Four Roses. Do Four Roses. Yeah. I've had the barrel picks for Elijah Craig, and I don't love them. Like, I just don't. They're not great. But if you – yeah, I will definitely get one. But, yeah, I'm big on the barrel picks. And the barrel picks are ruining you for – like, if you've never had a barrel pick, like, don't. Like, don't ever get a barrel pick because you'll get that, and you can only get it one time. Like, that barrel only exists one
– right.
And so, like, now, like, I will never buy just the regular High West Double Rye. That's not the barrel pick.
Yeah.
And so, like, now I've basically, instead of paying $30 a bottle for this, I pay $60. And so, if you've never had a barrel pick, don't do it. Until Reagan.
You mark it up, right?
Right, yeah. Oh, we finished it in this kind of bottle barrels, and, like, suckers like me are like, oh, I got to have it, you know?
Bourbon stops.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite, like, what's your current, like, go-to bourbon that you're drinking right now?
I'm trying to look over in the cabinet and see. I really, really like Peerless Single Barrel. So they do a barrel select with Burns down here. It's a collab with Burns and the Davidoff, the Corona cigar down here. That is really, really good. So it's Peerless Single Barrel. Any of their barrel picks are really, really good. I also really like for just kind of something you can get on – any shelf, anywhere. The Old Forester 1920 is really, really good. It's a little pricey, but you can find it for like $55 at certain places. But it's like 110 proof, 115 proof. So it's a pretty good proof for the price. And it's like caramel. Like, it's really sweet and really good.
Yeah. That Burns, man. I need to come back down there.
Yes.
So we can actually go to Burns because, I don't think we got to go to Burns last time I was down there. They were closed, I think.
Yeah, they were just doing the to-go thing. They're back open. We went maybe a month and a half ago. And so they're back open, somewhat limited seating, but it's pretty easy to get a reservation right now with
COVID. It's the best. It's
fantastic.
It's the best steak, but it's literally the best service.
Yeah, and just like the best everything else. Like the number one wine selection in the country, maybe the world, you know. Fantastic bourbon selection. And then the service is truly the best. You know, so yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they have the I know they have the Michter's 25 year, I think.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a bucket list bourbon for Leslie. You know, because Leslie loves the bourbon.
Yeah.
Not to say that my wife's allows.
But I'm just saying.
Not saying she's a lush, but, you know, she does like bourbon. And she's about as bourbon knowledgeable as anybody.
Yeah.
But that Michter's, that's like her bucket list bourbon. Because, you know, that's what got her into Michter's was the, you watch the show Billions?
Yeah.
Yeah, Billions, they do Michter's nonstop in that show.
Is that supposed to come back soon? I know that's not what we're talking about, but I mean, think during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Best show on TV right now.
Yeah, like, they can make commercials, but TV shows.
Right, same thing, just put them back on. Yeah. You asked about like bucket list. This isn't like my bucket list because I've had it a couple of times, but we went to Savannah a couple of weeks ago, and I am looking for crazy like Michter's Toasted Barrel. I can't find it anywhere. So if you can find it, I'll pay the shipping. But like, I can't find Michter's Toasted Barrel anywhere.
Yeah.
And I had it in Savannah at a bar, and it was fantastic. So that's one that I'm looking for. A little easier to find than the 25, but still not as easy. It's just like the shelf.
It's a lot cheaper than the 25. I think the 25 is like $4,000 a bottle.
Yeah, I had a buddy that like at retail got the 25 for like $800. You know, like retail. You know, like
good for him. That's a steal.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Because
that's how stupid the bourbon market is right now. Yeah. The secondary, it's insane.
Oh, the secondary is so stupid. Yeah. So dumb.
Well, we're looking forward to coming down there. I can't wait to meet Bryant and see Cara and see Elena. Elena, I love the videos of Elena. She's hilarious, dude.
She's the best.
If I have a daughter, I hope she's like Elena because, I mean, she's just so adorable. You know?
She's pretty funny, and she's also pretty good at like knowing how to like. She's already knows how to like play us.
Oh, that's like, good. She learned at an early age. Yeah.
So yeah, she's already too good at that, and so it's kind of it's like, how do I not laugh at this adorable little person that just told me off? So
yeah,
that's just what I try and figure out.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll have you back at some point, I'm sure. And FSU, are they going to play a bowl game this year?
I don't know. It's kind of like, I mean, they wouldn't qualify on a normal year, but if they win the next two and they finish up 4-6, I'm sure somebody will take him, right? Like, you'd rather FSU than like ULM.
Yeah, so. The bowl streak, man. It's a big deal.
It would be cool if this was the way that we kept the bowl streak going. Like if it didn't end a couple years ago, like you kept it going with going 4-6.
Feel a little guilty though. Feel a little guilty.
Eh, whatever.
But it's still a streak.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, man. I'm sure we'll talk soon. So.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to get up there and check out the first location and the second location. COVID kind of screwed up my plans on coming up there this year, and hopefully you guys beat the hell out of Florida in a couple weeks. So, real side.
Yeah, and hopefully be able to actually go to a football game next year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, bud.
Catch you later. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. So, TJ, got some bourbon knowledge for you. So, if you like elite bourbons, what he was looking for, Michter's Toasted, really cool one we got in that's a toasted barrel, is the Elijah Craig. It's apparently really good. I haven't had it. I don't drink. That's surprising to a lot of people. I don't drink. Because people are like, well, how you do what you do, but you know, I don't do it. So I don't have a problem with it, obviously, because you know, bar owner. But your favorite bar owner, by the way. So anyway, we're hanging out at the annex. This place is so cool, man. I mean, it's wild. Put it together in 28 days. We've got so many people. They talk about opening a cigar shop, and then it takes them 6 months to do it. Well, your favorite bar owner did it in 28 days. You know, it's just it's a feat that that we're really, really proud about. And you know, I can't wait for you guys to see it. And if you haven't seen it yet, you know, definitely come on by. It's right by the Winn-Dixie shopping center. It's literally between Winn-Dixie and Sonic. So and then next week we've got our city council hearing with the city of Northport for the liquor license. So hopefully within a week from now we'll be able to have the liquor, and there'll be a really good liquor selection, and we're really excited about it. So really, really cool things going on here. We just added a ton of new cigars in here. Just added this. The humidor here is spectacular. It's superb, and it's really great. So really excited about that, and it's coming along. It's coming along pretty nicely. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I'm smoking one of those new cigars.
You're smoking the Ken Hamlin Arrival cigars.
The Arrival.
Yeah,
has arrived.
It has at R&R. Yeah, I was talking to Randy off screen a little bit.
Boom boom.
You love that, don't you?
I don't hate it.
Yeah, yeah. So the joke with Dad is that when me and Leslie have a kid, I hope that his name. Have I told you about this? Okay. So sorry, I'm talking to John off screen here. So when I have a kid. You know, like people call their kids, you know, Paw, you know, Meemaw, Mimi.
Yeah,
mine was Mimi too, right? I called mine Mimi, and I called mine Paw. I called them Paw and Mimi, and then I had one called Mama. Dad's mom was Mama, and both grandpas were Paw. Mom's mom was Mimi. So anyway, when I have a kid, you're throwing me off here. I haven't even gotten to the joke yet. Okay. So when I have a kid, I want him or her, because, you know, I'm not a sexist, and I'm not saying I only want a boy, which actually I really do only want a boy. But listen, if I have a girl, it's going to be scary. It's going to be really scary.
You have kids.
Well, not really, but I mean, a little bit, yeah, sure. You know, me having kids might be a little scary for some people. I had somebody tell me the other day not to procreate because she was really mad at a Facebook post. But, you know, sorry, try harder. Okay, so the joke, anyway, I go, you know, when I have a kid, Randy, I hope he calls you Boom Boom. Right? Yeah, Boom Boom. And Randy's like, oh, because I'm a big boomer? I'm like, yeah, because you're a huge boomer. I want him to call him Boom Boom for Big Boomer Randy. You know, I think it's great. I think because, I mean, it's creative, right?
It's cool.
Yeah. It's creative, and it's just.
You might start a fan.
I hope so. How great would it be to live in a world where grandparents aren't called the generic Paw or Meemaw, and they just call them Boom Booms? Well, why are they called Boom Booms? Because they're big boomers. You know, and there's nothing wrong with boomers. If you're a boomer listening to this, great. We love you. You guys, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a term of
endearment. We can't get by without you.
It's a term of endearment. You know, it's a term of endearment. We appreciate all of the money you've paid into Social Security that we'll never see. You know, we appreciate that because, you know, that's very important to everybody. So, you know, I hope he calls you Boom Boom.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least as long as you're okay with it. Because I mean, Luke called me a big boomer the other day, and I was like, well, thanks, Luke. You know, you okay boomered me. I got okay boomered. So, and I'm a millennial. So, pain.
We could tell that by the beanie.
By the beanie?
Yes.
I'm cold.
Yeah.
You don't like the...
Oh, I love the beanie.
You don't like... You wouldn't wear this.
I have worn it.
You okay? All right. I love this beanie. This thing is great. It's nice and warm.
And pretend I'm a millennial.
You pretend you're a millennial?
Yeah. For
yeah. Okay. Well, if it makes you feel better. So anyway, the R&R beanies. Buy 5 cigars, you get a free R&R beanie. Pretty cool deal. Pretty great deal. We love the deals. We're all about the deals. We have got some really cool Christmas deals going on right now. I was texting somebody. I think it was Devin. I think I got it. But all right, so this is the deal here. Okay, I got to read it because I'm starting to become a boomer and I can't remember everything like I used to. All right, you ready for this? This is our Christmas deal, okay? $300. Okay. R&R does the best deals of anybody, by the way. Period. All right. So Christmas deal number one, $300. You get 20 cigars. You get 10 My Fathers, 10 Rocky Patels. I'm sorry, it's 25 cigars apparently. So you get 10 My Fathers, 10 Rocky Patels, and 4 Diamond Crowns. So 24 cigars. Okay. You get an Elite Humidor. You get a Rocky Patel cutter, lighter, and ashtray. And you get an R&R tumbler. It's $300. It's a $500 value, right? So yeah. Almost put it above. Okay. Well, and you get a bottle of Clyde Mace bourbon or a bottle of vodka or tequila. So you get a bottle of booze too for $300.
Nobody really sells
these. Nobody does. Nobody, not even close. Okay. All right, so for the $150 deal, this one's really cool too. You get 10 cigars. These are the 10 cigars you get, all right? You get an Atabey. That's a $30 cigar. You get a Padron. You get an 858 Fuente, a Rocky Patel, a Charter Oak, a Kristoff, a Tabernacle, a La Barba, and a Foundation, and a Diamond Crown Black Diamond. So you get two $25 cigars. So that's 50 of your 150 right there. You get a travel case, then you get a cutter and a lighter, and then you get a six-pack of beer, and that's $150. Yeah, that's like one of the best deals. I love deals. I make deals, you know. Like, I could host that show that Howie Mandel does, the Deal or No Deal, and I tell him, I used to watch that show growing up, you know. You remember the Deal or No Deal?
I remember that.
Yeah. I always said no deal because I always thought there was a better deal to be had. So, anyway, you like deals? Come on down to the mansion. Come to the Northport store. We can do it at either. It'd be fine either way. But, yeah, get you some deals. It's time to stock up for Christmas. You know? Like, where are you going to stock up at Christmas? R&R. And guess what? You can go to www.thecigarmansion.com/shop and actually buy this stuff on the internet. You can't do the alcohol because that's a no-no. ABC will be on my ass. Like they always are, and you know, you can get a hell of a deal. So anyway, we're here. We got some cool deals. I just bought an 86-inch TV for the mansion, and people were kind of like, you know, they brought it in, and I think somebody actually made the comment. Oh, is that big enough? I'm like, well, actually, no. I really wanted the 100-inch TV. But, you know, because I just wanted a 100-inch TV. I'm sorry. I want a big screen TV. You know, big news came out last week with HBO and Warner Brothers. Every movie on their slate is going to be released at home. Well, guess what? Your favorite bar owner loves watching movies at home. I love being home. And I love watching movies at home. And when I am at home, I want the biggest screen possible because I want to feel like I'm in a movie theater. So they said, all these movies are coming out at home. And I said, well, this 75 inches isn't going to cut it anymore. And then somebody goes, oh, I don't think that 86 is big enough. And I go, you know what? I think you're right. So anyway, they do make 100-inch TVs. I'm going to refrain and try to restrain myself. It's tough. Stuff because I love TVs. I think there was a stretch on Black Friday. I'm pretty sure every Black Friday for the past like 10 years. You're nodding your head because you know that that's true, right?
Yep.
10 years running, I've bought a TV on Black Friday.
Every year I'm running. Yeah. At least one TV. Yeah. Most times like 4 TVs.
Yeah. So this year I had to buy these 70-inch TVs for. So we believe in big TVs. So if you come over to the Northport shop, it's all big screen TVs. You're welcome. And that's probably one of the reasons I'm your favorite bar owner, is because I make sure that if you're watching the game, that you're watching on the biggest TV possible. Because I think, why watch it on a small TV? I don't want you to squint. You know, nobody wants to squint to watch a game. And I've squinted to watch games at cigar shops. I'm not going to name names, but there's a very, very prominent retailer that people say is one of the best retailers in the United States. A good friend of mine. Love him. Great guy. But when I go to his shops, I'm like, man, I'd like to shop a lot more if it had, you know, bigger than a 32-inch TV. You know, because I like big things. Okay? I like big things. I'm not going to go into some of the big things. You can ask my wife about some of the big things that I like, you know, but might be able to tell by looking at her. I don't know. But, you know, so I think, you know, size matters, guys. Size matters. And, you know, people have been lying about it for years, but especially when it comes to TVs, size absolutely matters. And it's important, you know, and it's definitely about how you use it, you know. Because if you just have it, you know, poorly lit, poorly mounted, you know, it's not going to be great. And mounting is very important. We can talk about all day about how important mounting is. But I learned firsthand the other night when I was mounting that 86-inch behemoth, you know, how important it was to mount it. You know, when you got big things, you got to know how to mount it right, pal. You're dying over there, huh? Because that one gets you. That one got you. That one got you pretty good. Well, you know, that's what the cigar cast is about. Randy's shaking his head in boomer right now. Wish you guys could see that. All right, so what do we got on? So we've got, so funny. Let's see, let's scroll the timeline, see if I can find something that's going on. Oh, that's nice. Oh, so, the big boomer. He got me with that one. He got me with the boomer head shake.
The boomer head shake?
Yeah, the boomer head shake got me a little bit.
I'm sorry. Did not mean to...
It's all right.
To rob your drawer.
No, it's okay. No, I'm just like...
I like the big TV.
I'm psyched. I love the big TV. Yeah. I think, you know, the saddest part about the big TV is one of... one of the saddest parts was Leslie the other night. She goes, because she knew I was going to be over here. She got real excited. And she goes, I got it. Literally, we just mounted it. The TV, not her. And she goes, oh my gosh. I go, what? She's like, oh, well, it's so big. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then she said, I can't wait to watch The Bachelor on this thing. Or The Bachelorette. I don't know. Is it The Bachelor? Is it The Bachelorette? I don't know. But, you know, it was one of those things where I was just kind of, I didn't buy that thing to watch The Bachelorette on it. You know what I mean? That wasn't what I got it for. I got it to watch action movies. I got it to watch the big Michael Bay explosions, you know?
John Wick.
Yeah, John Wick. Yeah. Yeah, John Wick. Yeah, That's the one. Yeah, you want to watch John Wick on that thing. John Wick on 86-inch TV, that's where it's at.
Right.
Yeah, John Wick. And we broke it in by watching Star Trek. That was how we broke it in. We watched the Star Trek. Because space battles in 86 inches is just awesome. 86-inch TV for space battles is just the best. And it's fun. It's fun. And then I upgraded the surround sound, so my speakers were not doing so good. And so I upgraded the surround sound, and now it's really like watching a movie at home. I almost feel like I'm in the theater, you know. I'm there where... Except
you can smoke a cigar.
Yeah, I can smoke a cigar. I can't smoke a cigar at a movie theater. And I think back, you know, I think back on a lot of things, you know, used to be able to, cigar smoking used to not be such a bad thing. You know, I remember you could smoke in restaurants. I remember, I mean, it's crazy. We were watching Airplane, right? and they're smoking on the plane. And I'm like, man, that makes a flight go by a lot better. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember a couple of years ago when I was on a plane, I pulled out a cigar. I just pulled it out, right? And I was just sitting there because we had to divert somewhere and we had to sit on the runway for some ridiculous reason. I don't remember what it was, but we sat there and I was like, okay, I'm really bored. I can't get off this plane. The people in the aisle were obnoxious and they were just driving me nuts. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna chew on a cigar for a little bit. So I pull out Padron 1926 because I love to chew on those things. And I'm just chewing on my cigar, right? So the flight attendant, she comes over and she's like, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, well, what did I do? I mean, I'm just sitting here, you know, I'm thinking like, you know, the people in the aisle that are loud and drunk and obnoxious, she's going to like, you know, offer to move me somewhere else so I don't have to deal with these people. And no, she came over there to bitch at me because I had a cigar. She goes, you can't have a cigar. I said, well, I mean, I'm not smoking it. And she goes, no, tobacco is not allowed on the plane. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, like, I'm just like, there's like, what's wrong with me, you know, just chewing on the cigar? Well, I mean, this lady, I shouldn't have been surprised because she was one of those seatbelt Nazis on the planes, you know? Yeah. Well, I don't want to say she was a Karen. Yeah, but pretty much she had a problem. And speaking of problems with flying, we've got Travel Connoisseur, my good friend from LFD, John McCarney, about to come on here. I'm going to bring him on right now. And John knows what it's like with all the travel stuff. I mean, you do it all the time now, right? I mean, hey, I love the shirt. Look at that. Throw the shirt off, man. You know what would look better on that shirt? You know what would look better? You know what would make that? Yeah, we get it. You work out, okay?
No, I was going to say an R&R on the sleeve.
No, an R&R on your heart.
Oh, yeah.
An R&R above your heart.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, that's good. So you were talking about travel stuff.
Yeah, big travel stuff.
All right, I gotta get this camera lined up here. We got problems. Yeah, we got problems. So yeah, man, traveling's nuts. I traveled a lot even during COVID. You know, I just scaled it back recently, but I came down and saw you in October and September and October, August, September, October, I was all over the place. And I'll be honest, traveling has actually been easier by airplane during COVID because it's just less people traveling, right? And the people that are traveling are more professional travelers. And because people have got to go. But it's been wild, man. The whole situation is just different. The airport experience is different. It's been wild. And it hasn't gotten any easier, and it keeps getting more wild. The craziest experience, I don't know if I told you this, the crazy experiences I had was when I flew into JFK from Florida in September. And as soon as I got off of the airplane, I got attacked by like security, and they made me fill out paperwork to say where I was going, phone number, what I was there for. I mean, it was chaos. I mean, people refused to do it, and they're like, well, now you gotta go here. I mean, it's just a friggin' nightmare for these people.
Yeah, so like, isn't it weird? Isn't it wild? This is one of my favorite things about COVID is that they finally decided to make cleaning a priority and had like no idea, right? You had no idea that you got on the plane and you're like, okay, I know that it's not like clean, but they announced all these cleaning things and you're like, you need to tell me that you weren't doing this like anyways, you know?
So not only are they telling you about it, they tell you about it regularly. So you get on the plane and they say, oh, we have these HEPA filters now that filter the air out every couple of minutes or whatever. they even have them the security, like the safety message where it's like, oh, welcome to Delta Airlines. I'm whatever, the CEO of Delta. We want to let you know we clean every plane after every flight now. And they say it like it's like present tense, is, and they're implying that they weren't doing it before. Yeah. And it's sitting there like
now.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that the reason that it took so long after people got off, and, you know, because it's like you'd be sitting at the gate and you're like, okay, well, everybody's off the plane. So the reason it takes 45 minutes was because they were cleaning. And then they say, oh, no. So what were they doing in those 45 minutes before if they weren't cleaning the plane?
Yeah. Yeah,
and playing with themselves,
I guess, you know? And they seem to be doing it even quicker now because there seem to be less boarding issues. There's less people getting on the plane, but even the process prior to the first person getting on is quicker. But yeah, like what were they doing? What were they doing in the 45 minutes before? I have no idea, and I'm glad they're doing it. But I'm also curious though. Same thing. It's like how many other sicknesses were getting spread? Because now they're talking about how airline travel is the safest, safer than going to your grocery store, which I agree. That I traveled. It's very sterile. It's nice, clean. But like, how many things were being spread before? Like, forget about COVID. Like, how many other colds and viruses were people getting because the airplane refused to clean itself after every flight? I mean, I've talked to flight attendants too. Like, these small regional carriers that operate, like the Delta Connections and like the American Eagle. I mean, I talked to those flight attendants and they said, yeah, we cleaned it all now. And like American Airlines pays for it or Delta pays for it because we're a small airline and can't afford that type of stuff. But like they just weren't cleaning those little small planes ever. And it was noticeable. But it's crazy how it took something like COVID to clean something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. I mean, it's literally wild because I thought it was clean. You know, like I never wanted to do the black light challenge at the hotel, you know? But like you feel like you could do the black light challenge at the hotel and it passed now?
Yeah.
A little bit more confident?
Well, you mentioned the hotel thing. That's another unique one. So the first hotel I stayed at when I started traveling again in July was in Portland, Maine. I stayed at a Westin, and I went in, and it was so clean that it like was making me sneeze, like the cleaning supplies. It was making me sneeze. It was getting me stuffed up. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is also – I kind of wanted them to like, can we just meet in the middle somewhere where it's kind of like half clean?
Yeah. Well, like my allergies, like I'm really sensitive to the cleaning supplies. Like I have a really hard time – you know, with that anyway.
So what are you smoking tonight?
I'm about to get it out on 25th. I gotta find somebody here that can grab it for me while I'm, you know.
Are you at Northport? Or are you
Northport store, yeah.
Sick,
yeah.
Sick, man.
Yeah, it's Diet Coke, but cool. It's it's really, really cool. I'm really excited about it. It's been really great. The reception's been great. LFD's popular cigar brand. Everybody loves the Andalusian Bulls. You know, everybody wants to know why R&R doesn't get more. So I guess here's your chance to explain, you know, why R&R only gets like 20 a month, you know, and give the people a chance to understand.
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that because most of everyone else asked me why R&R gets so many. I had a retailer one time, I won't say who it was, but they sent me a picture. This is when we had a really heavy back order on stuff. So they sent me a picture and there's a bunch of Digger Maduros stacked up. And they said, oh, I guess this is where all the Digger Maduros are going. And I was like, well, if you ask everyone else, they think I'm sending them to you at 20% off. So I was like, you know, relax a little bit. But Andalusian Bulls obviously really popular. I'm actually smoking one tonight. I was on a call earlier, and we were
Hold on. So you sell Digger Maduros to a guy for 20% off, and I don't get this deal?
No, we don't do that. But the conversation was there was a stack of Digger Maduros, and the guy asked me, he goes, you know, why do they have all the Digger Maduros? This must be where they're all at. And I said, well, if you ask everyone else, they think I'm shipping. It was a major retailer. I go, if you ask everyone else, I go, I'm shipping them all to you at 20% off. I go, so like that, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah. Well, we are beheld. We are beheld. We are the beholder. No, I'm actually going to smoke. Oh, shoot. Nice. I got an LFD 25th. It's one of my favorite LFDs. Not a lot of people have these right now. R&R still has
it. Yeah, we're almost done with them. Those went really well. And I think I have some. I think I might have some more showing up somewhere. So if you need some more, I can get you. But that, those went really well. And you know what I like about that? I'm obviously, you and I are big Andalusian Bowl guys. I like that cigar because it's very similar to the Bowl, different flavor profile. But I like the Vitola better. I like that more. You know, I like that more reasonable Vitola better than the augmented. So I love the augmented Salomon, but I'm more a traditional cigar smoker when it comes to shape. So like 25th for me is right up my alley.
Yeah. So like, how has, I mean, I know because I'm your favorite bar owner. So I know a lot of things, you know, that other people don't know. But like, how has, I mean, look, I mean, I know COVID's affected travel. That's why we're not seeing like all these people traveling for events and stuff. But like, what's it like in the DR, you know, with your factories and all that stuff?
It's real challenging, and it's more challenging than what we're seeing here because culturally it's a very different environment down there. You know, so the Dominican's not traditionally a third world country by definition. It's called an emerging economy, but the restrictions down there are unique. So here you're starting to see revolt. You know, people want to go back to work. People want to start to go out and do things. You know, there's places that are more extreme, but you're seeing people move from California, move from New York. That's not to be political. That's just factual stuff. You know, so people are revolting against restrictions. I think it's
Elon Musk just said, "I'm out of California and you moved to Texas."
Yeah, I think it's important to keep people who are older and more susceptible to the safe. But you know, more people who aren't in that really challenging age range are starting to realize that hey, there's life to live. But in the Dominican, it's very different. I mean, they have government stimulus that's encouraging people to stay home. That work, and you know, it's not big money, but you know, they're scared. They don't get the information we have. It's not as free thinking as our country. And then on top of that, factories and facilities and businesses have heavy restrictions. So you know, like our factory is anywhere between 50% and 60% capacity in terms of workforce, which directly relates to 50% or 60% of capacity in production. And it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime in the next few months. Hopefully in the first quarter, there's a new president coming in there, and hopefully there's some breakthroughs in COVID, you know, in terms of the social aspect of it. There's definitely a social and political aspect of COVID on top of the seriousness of the actual virus itself. And I think the social and political side's a little more extreme than the actual virus. It doesn't mean it's not serious. But in the Dominican, it's very challenging. I mean, we're working at 50 and 60% of it. We're flat for the year, which is good. I mean, we're very fortunate to be that level, and we're experiencing a very good year. But it's challenging, you know. In retail, like you, I mean, we have constant back orders with all of our retailers, and you notice that, and you know that. And it's a challenging situation. We want to get the cigars out there. We want people to consume them. Yeah, there's lots of cigars, but I mean, everyone in these countries, in the Dominican, Nicaragua, and places like that. It's being impactful now. In relation to like Nicaragua, I use Perdomo for an example. Like Nicaragua is a legitimate third world country. I mean, these people have no outside lives; they just work for their life. So the safest place for them to be are some of these factories because they have health facilities, things like that. You know, being home is more dangerous than being at work. Right. You know, in the perception and in reality too. When you look at the Dominican, where there's a lot more freedom, you know, the economy's better. It's fundamentally a stronger country economically, especially for its citizens. You know, the safest place in their mind is to not be at work. So, like, I could get this at work. And even though we have really strict restrictions and whatnot, it's still limited by the government. So it's challenging. You know, we're fortunate. We're small. We're a small factory in relation to the size of, you know, the industry. You know, in terms of brand size, we're big. But no, it's super challenging, man. Very, very challenging. You know, I'm in sales. You know, it's in my title. So when we're limited and hindered by that, you know, that's obviously challenging. But like I said, it could be worse, and we could be in another. You know, we could be in the restaurant business. Restaurant businesses are fucked right now. They're just getting screwed, and we could be in that business. Fortunately, we're in the premium cigar business, and we're experiencing a good year despite all the challenges.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good. There's a lot of people. They do want. They're like, you know, they don't get belligerent about it sometimes. But they're always like, why, you know, well, why, I don't understand. Why haven't you been getting a cigar? You know, and I'm like, well,
yeah.
You know, it's COVID didn't just affect America, despite what people have been, you know, led to believe over the last, you know, 9 months. But, you know, it's been a big impact. And, you know, you guys aren't the only ones. Yep. So, okay, I want to talk about something really serious, though.
Talk to me, Dave.
Okay, a really serious question here. This is very important. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah, I got my serious cap on.
Okay. Is your girlfriend around?
No.
Ah, Hank, too bad. I'd like to have her on for this question, too, because this is important.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. Yeah, yeah. That's when you poop.
It is an important question.
It is.
As uncomfortable people are about it, it is uncomfortable as you were when I started surveying your customers. Yeah. That data is invaluable.
Yeah. When you poop, do you sit? Not to poop. Everybody sits when they poop. I don't know. Maybe people stand when they poop.
Who knows what they do? But
I don't know. But I mean, but when you're done with the job, do you stand to wipe or do you sit to wipe?
This Patriots team. You're asking me this?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yes.
I'm not answering that live.
Oh, come on. The people want to know.
You sit, man. That's what you do. You sit.
Oh, okay.
Right. You stay seated.
Okay. How do you survey what the accomplishment?
I've never seen anything more 50-50. In my entire life. Yeah. When that was brought up to me originally, it was like a conversation. It's a thing. It was like, it's just logical. Like, this is what you do, right?
Yeah.
So then I heard there was this other side.
Yeah.
So then I started surveying your customers to your chagrin.
Yeah.
And by the way, it went great. Everybody loved it. But I couldn't believe how 50-50 it was. And the people I asked couldn't believe how 50-50 it was. They were all enlightened by it.
And then it hit close to home.
Yeah, then it hit close to home. And we won't go there on that, just to be respectful. But, I've never seen anything more 50-50 in my entire life. So I encourage anyone watching, as uncomfortable as a question that is, you will never be more enlightened by asking someone that question. And honestly, asking multiple people that question, because you'll be shocked at the responses you get.
And, you know, the thing that's crazy is sometimes you have no idea how the other half lives.
I don't know.
You had no idea that other people did that, and it blew your mind, didn't it?
Completely.
Yeah.
It was. As I said, it's truly enlightening. Like, it literally. I'm joking aside. It was incredible. Blew my mind. So I encourage anyone to ask it, and it will blow your mind equally. Like, if you think it won't, it definitely won't.
It's crazy. All right. So do you guys have some stuff coming out? You guys got some new releases or something? I know there's been like some rumblings about it.
So we had some stuff planned for this year, 2020. Obviously, we focused our efforts on existing lines, and those are going to be moved back to 2021. So we do have a couple projects. We have at least two new projects. Lito Jr. is involved in one of the projects, so we've got some coming from him. I can't get into more detail on that, but we do have a Lito Jr. project coming. Tony's working on a cigar. It's a really unique special size that's been out there and some other things, but it's a new blend and a new concept, which is unique. And we're also reblending, and with the recent FDA victory, the court victory, we were also reblending and kind of refacing one of our lines as well. It'll be one of our milder lines, and that'll be early in 2021. So we've got that's in the works and actually completed. And we just have to kind of tweak the blend a little bit, and we'll be ready to launch that. So, yeah, we've got exciting stuff coming early in the year. And like I said, it'll all depend on when it shows up based off of when we can get back to 100%. Because you don't want to put anything out when people are waiting for other projects, right?
Yeah.
You don't wait for existing lines. Because all that does for you and all it does for us is gives you another headache. So we release a new line, but you can't get the one that you already, you've been waiting for. So, we've got three really fun projects lined up for the year. We got a lot of unique events planned that are virtual and in person. So those will translate to whatever the environment is, and we've got even more stuff coming out next year with that. So we're lined up. It should be an exciting year. It's been fun the last 4 months. Has been fun with the projects we've had going on. We said we've stayed exciting and innovative, and so early 2021, hopefully we'll start to see some of our new projects. and into the summer, we'll start to see even more of them. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in the pipeline. It's just kind of waiting to have having the gun loaded so we can fire it.
And you know what? You don't want to be shooting blanks. Yeah. That's why you work out so much.
You know what? I haven't been working out as much as I should, but.
Are you just chewing? You're not even smoking. You're just chewing, huh?
No, I'm smoking. I was kind of chewing on the wine to get the flavor. I'm actually drinking a really, really crappy wine right now, so I was kind of trying to make it taste better, but it's not.
You don't like crappy wine.
I don't. I mean, I'll drink it, but I had a really nice wine before. It's called Bonanza by Chuck Wagner.
It's the Old West show.
Yeah. It's by Chuck Wagner. He's a winemaker that makes Camus. So it was a new one called Bonanza. It's actually pretty good. I really enjoyed it. And the one I'm drinking now is called Cooper and Thief, and it's disgusting.
And there's one thing that I can say. I don't know that you go to very many cigar shops when you're there where you drink as good a wine as you drink as a man.
I'm going to tell you, one, obviously, full disclosure, we're obviously friends, and two, you're a great supporter of our brand, but I will be very blatantly honest. The wine that I drink at a mansion is over the top. There's actually, it's one of the areas of the premium cigar business. I can probably count on my one hand, maybe four or five at the most, cigar places that actually have a great wine selection. And I think it's a missed opportunity. You have fantastic wines. I mean, you have anything from inexpensive good wines to high-end stuff. I said you're one of the few places I go and actually really enjoy the wine I drink. And yeah. Like I said, I think that's a missed opportunity in a lot of cigar spots. And you know, the comment I always get is, oh, we don't have a lot of good wine because we don't have demand for it. You don't have demand for wine because the wine you have is trash.
Right.
Like, if you have good wine, people will drink it, you know, and you have a good program and a good philosophy behind it, you'll sell it.
And that's why we're your favorite bar. Owner. We look ahead to Sunday's game. Because we appreciate the good things. We appreciate all the good things. And we do a lot of the good things too with our beer, with our liquor, with our wine. I mean, I put up our bourbon selection against anyone. You know, the only place that I've really been cigar shop wise is Corona that has a better liquor selection than us. But you know, they also have, you know, $50,000 bottles of Macallan down there, so you know.
Is your bar open in Northport now?
No, we got another week. We have
it's on the way.
Yeah, city council next week, and then it'll be going, and it'll be elite, just like the mansion, and we'll have the two best bars in Tuscaloosa and probably the Southeast. And you know, it's really exciting. It's good stuff. Yeah, we're like I said, we're really excited about it. I think there's just so much that there's so much going on, and I'm so excited about it all. I really do. So, you have a travel schedule coming up. You come in. You need to come back to the mansion.
I was gonna try to make a trip back. I got. I'm going to Omaha, Nebraska next Thursday. For an event that I do annually, and then I'm going to be flying back to Miami on Friday to take a COVID test. And then when I take the COVID test, and I'll be going up to Maine for Christmas. So I probably won't make it back to the mansion until early 2021, hopefully January or February.
Well, you know, there's a big anniversary party in January. 9 years. Nine. I know. Can you believe it? Back when you were just a weird cigar show.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, you were just the most. You were back. This was before I was your favorite bar owner. And this is back when you were just the most interesting cigar rep.
Yeah. We went to Texas Day Brazil in Orlando. That's when I met you.
That's where we bonded over meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big meat guys.
Yeah. I was MICR then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a wild time.
That was like one of the biggest things that helped me build my Instagram for some reason. I don't know why I've never done anything else like that again. But it was like when I started traveling in this position, I've been in this now for 8.5 years. I'll be 10 years in June with the company. So 8.5 in this role in June. And it was ridiculous how many people like were like, oh, you're the most interesting cigar rep. And I was like, oh, I just threw a stupid hashtag together. And apparently people connected to it. So, and then Penn State obviously became the next focus.
Yeah, that's crazy. We've come a long way since
then. Both of us have, my friend. Both of us have. It's been fun to watch the ascension, right?
Yeah, you were the most interesting cigar rep. Then we were the mansion, and it's been kind of history for both of us since then. So it's been a fun ride. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming on. I'm sure this won't be the last time that you make an appearance on the pod. Maybe next time, have your girlfriend come on. We can ask her some questions.
Sure.
And we can have a good talk, as it were.
Yeah. Absolutely, brother. Appreciate everything you do, and said best of luck in Northport, man. Good luck with the liquor license.
Thank you, and don't forget to send us more bolts.
Absolutely, Monday.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. As you guys heard, Andalusian Bulls will be here on Monday, and that was John Carney, the vice president of La Flor Dominicana Cigars. Really good friend of the mansion. Loves the mansion. Thinks it's awesome. We love people that love the mansion. And we're about to wrap it up. It's gone over the hour. My bad. I'm sorry. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. And, most of the time, that's really what matters, is that I had a good time. So if you didn't have a good time, that's kind of your fault, because we had a great time. And maybe you should rethink yourself and what you find enjoyable. Because if you didn't have fun here, then buddy, I got nothing for you. Because there were some good laughs, there were some good jokes, and just a lot of fun. So anyway, that's episode 2. We got 2 episodes in the books. Can't believe it, in 2020. And episode three is one of the most underrated Star Wars episodes. That's out there. The Revenge of the Sith was fantastic. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's aged amazing. If you haven't watched it, you should probably go watch it. Unless you don't like Star Wars, then you probably won't like this podcast, because you don't like fun. So, long-winded rant. That's over. We're done. We had a good time. We had a good laugh. We smoked some cigars. TJ had some good bourbon. John had some good wine. If you like bourbon and if you like wine, head to the mansion. They've got the best selection of bourbon in the Southeast. And the mansion's got a great selection of wine, too. And otherwise, we will catch you next week for our Christmas edition of the podcast. And it's going to be great. But we are live from Northport. And we hope to see you over here in Northport soon. We hope to see you at the mansion soon. We've got some awesome Christmas deals. We've got a UFC fight going on tomorrow night. Hope to see you this weekend. Roll Tide.